You might call Michael Bellini puzzled at the beginning of the movie Barn Red. The old fruit farmer, played by actor Ernest Borgnine, is a picture of rugged self-reliance. But he's bewildered by the pressure he's under to get out of farming.
Did you ever get that feeling where you're going along and a little bit too fast, you know, and you pass by that police car and he's got his radar out at you, you know?
I know the feeling.
Well, that's exactly how I feel when they talk about selling, you know, the farms and everything else. I get butterflies in my stomach. Oh, terrible.
Bellini can't comprehend developer Paul Haight, played by actor Wayne David Parker. In their first meeting, Haight tells Bellini he figures Bellini has to sell his farm. Haight wants to build a subdivision there called Oak Wind. In a conversation with his assistant, he calls Bellini's 240-acre family farm a bonanza.
So, you go in here, drive up this way. If you live to the north, you turn here, and you're home.
Oakwind's a good name. Bellini has a ton of oaks up there.
Yeah, actually, we cut those down and plant. There it is. Juniperus something. They grow faster, and there's no leaves. No messy yards to clean up, so they're perfect. And no lousy squirrels.
He goes on to say they'll plant purple loosestrife for ground cover in Oak Wind. Purple loosestrife is an invasive species that chokes out naturally occurring plants. Haight can't figure out why loosestrife is so cheap. A lot of the humor in Barn Red lampoons characters with their own lack of understanding. Bellini, the farmer, doesn't open letters from the IRS that say he owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in estate taxes. Haight, the developer, gets poison ivy while trespassing on Bellini's property. In this scene, a woman notices him scratching himself.
Looks like a pretty nasty rash you got there.
I don't know what the heck it is. I'm doing all I can not to scratch it, but it seems to be spreading.
Looks like poison ivy to me. Good thing you put that pink stuff on it.
Oh, yeah, I sure hope it clears it up. I don't know where I could have gotten to that.
The filmmaker Rich Brower says he made his movie entertaining so people will pay attention to an issue he cares about. Brower lives in a rural part of northern Michigan. The region is under as much development pressure as just about any place in the Midwest, and Brower's been involved with land use issues for years. He says he didn't have to make up the antics of the developer from scratch. He just had to tell about some of the things he's seen.
And I've seen these guys, and I thought they were kidding, but they weren't. And therein lies comedy. And so all I did was I just created a character that echoed what I'd experienced in real life. So this isn't stuff that I, this isn't just, you know, get completely off a blank sheet of paper. I was inspired by reality.
The developer isn't the butt of every joke. In one scene, the township clerk gets out their master plan to show to a friend of Bellini's. She tells how it cost the township $150,000, and then the plan just sat on the shelf for the last 5 years. People unfamiliar with planning and zoning might miss the sarcasm here, but Larry Mauby didn't. Mauby owns a vineyard in the township where Barn Red was filmed. He's been involved in local government there for 20 years. Mauby says the county put together a state-of-the-art master plan in the mid-90s. He says people came from other parts of the state to see what they had done.
That master plan has been totally, completely ignored. I mean, Leelanau County, the Board of Commissioners, doesn't pay attention to that master plan at all. Where they're siting the jail is contrary to their master plan. None of their facilities questions have they ever looked at their master plan and paid attention to it. I was like, what's the point here?
The point of laughing about it in a movie may be to get everybody to lighten up. Glenn Chown is the executive director of the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. Brower consulted with Chown while writing the script for his movie. Chown thinks the levity of Barn Red will help the image of environmentalists.
Sometimes we can be accused of being all gloom and doom. And the sky is falling and it's all, you know, falling apart and, you know, we're all doomed. Well, I think we need to lighten up a little bit. And I think if we do lighten up a little bit, we'll reach the general public a lot more effectively.
But the film ends with a little gloom and doom. Between the end of the movie and the credits, a statement from the American Farmland Trust appears on the screen. It says America loses more than 1.2 million acres of farmland to sprawl each year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Peter Payette.